Welcome to the ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants. Ultra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Ultra's founder and CEO, Jeff Carr, the ERP Insights podcast shares expertise that helps project teams achieve sustained business transformation. Here's your host, Jeff Carr.
Today's episode, we're going to talk about defining the scope of an ERP project. In past episodes, we've talked about organizing an ERP project and initiating the project. And today, we're going to talk about the scope of the ERP project before we begin to talk about how to actually begin to identify vendors and evaluate them. So the way we want to approach this is by looking at the value stream of the business. Ultra is focused exclusively on the manufacturing industry, so we're going to focus in on the value streams that we typically see in the manufacturing industry. The first value stream is what we call the order-to-cash value stream. And in the order-to-cash value stream, we typically see it starting with quotations or RFPs that we receive from prospective customers. We then see those quotations being converted into orders. Those orders can then generate through material and production planning purchase orders that are handled by the supply chain department, and then also work orders that get pushed to the shop floor. When we're in the shop floor, we typically see item movement transactions, production transactions, and labor transactions. As we're producing the product, we also see quality transactions, typically in process, and also once a finished good is completed. Once the finished good is completed, we see warehouse transactions. And once the product is ordered by the customer and we're ready to ship it, we see a pull and a pack and a shipment transaction, followed by an invoice and then ultimately the collection of cash. And that is why we see order to cash as a value stream. Another value stream within a manufacturing company is procure to pay. And this is where we're going to be buying ingredients or components for our manufacturing process. Typically, this starts with a forecast. So a forecast of historical data will generate product that we want to see on the shelf. Then we want to match that product quantity that we need to have on the shelf for our production or for our sales. We need to match that with what is already there or what also is in on order so that we can come out with a net purchase recommendation that's usually a requisition, and then that requisition is converted into a purchase order or even an RFQ that we send to multiple vendors. Once we determine the vendor and we've issued the PO to them and awarded the PO to them, we then will receive the inventory from the vendor and we'll receive it into inventory. Once it's in inventory and we receive an invoice from the vendor, we have an accounts payable transaction, which then leads to a vendor payments. And we also see vendor scorecards as a management reporting mechanism, typically in that procure to pay value stream. There is a third value stream, which we call design to deploy. This is typically centered around the engineering part of the company. It starts really with an idea and the generation of, and the development of the idea into product ideation. This information is usually then vetted through a stage gate development process. And during that process, we get into CAD designing, and then project planning, and building tools for production in order to produce a prototype. Once we've gone through the development of the new product for a customer or for the business to sell, we then have a new product release. And after that, we then see the product encountering engineering change requests. So there's usually an engineering change management process that deals with engineering change orders and engineering change requests. The fourth area is what we'll call hire to retire. Typically, just a human resources value stream. And that value stream starts with the recruiting of candidates, the candidate interviewing process, an offer letter, and then eventually an onboarding process, benefits administration, personnel management in terms of setting career objectives, but also setting performance objectives and performance evaluations, and then self-service applications that allow the employee to manage their information, all part of a HR system that would include also payroll and a health and accident reporting system. Those are typically the four business value streams that we see in a manufacturing company. There's also then supporting applications. There's the financial applications that support all of these transactions, the general ledger, the accounts receivable, the accounts payable, and the fixed assets. And then there's also costing, to be able to develop cost for the products with roll-ups of components and labor and machine and overhead to get final cost information, but to also track actual costing through the system. Also, a supporting application is human resources. A marketing application could also be possible. It could be part of what I'll call a CRM application, customer relationship management. And we also see plant maintenance and information technology. So those are many of the applications that we typically see in an evaluation of an ERP solution. The applications that I talked about are what I call core ERP systems. And we'll talk more about core ERP systems and advanced ERP systems that are also possible that you want to be considering. So this is all part of a process that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks about ERP projects, how to conduct them, how to do an evaluation, and how to get through to the finish line with the evaluation that's then the launching pad for the implementation. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. And again, please keep an eye on our website for the announcement of our next podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/ERP Insights soon for a new podcast episode with your host, Jeff Carr.